I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for February 11th, 2026. An independent report says Fayette County Public Schools Superintendent Demetrius Liggins violated school board policy. Shepard Snyder has more on the story.
The school district hired Vantorp attorneys last year to investigate claims against Liggins by budget director Ann Sampson Grimes. She filed a lawsuit claiming she was retaliated against after warning of financial problems. A now-resolved $16 million shortfall was found in the district's budget last year, along with a shrinking contingency fund. The new report says Liggins didn't keep the Fayette County School Board fully informed of the district's financial situation and did not properly oversee the district's finance and budget departments. But the investigation also says Liggins did not withhold that information intentionally. Liggins said in a statement that he takes full responsibility and should have been more involved in the budgeting process. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
Four Democratic candidates running for U.S. House District 6, which represents Lexington and much of Central Kentucky in Congress, sold their campaigns to young voters at an event at the University of Kentucky last night. The candidates involved were sustainability specialist Aaron Petrie, former Lexington City Councilmember David Kloiber, State Representative Sherilyn Stevenson, and former federal prosecutor Zach Dembo. They discussed topics like affordability, diversity programs in college, and recent ICE raids. But one of the main ideas each campaign shared was stopping billionaire and corporate influences in national politics. Here's State Representative Sherilyn Stevenson.
They're dominating everything that we're doing here. And we and you are getting left behind. So I talk a lot about the fact that right now we are far, far past red versus blue. It's about billionaires versus you.
Democrats are eyeing the newly opened seat as an opportunity to be flipped, citing strong support for Governor Andy Beshear. That's despite Republican Representative Andy Barr winning the district with more than 60% of the vote 2 years ago. He'll vacate the seat at the end of this term as part of his Senate run. A bill that would let public Kentucky universities fire tenured faculty for bona fide financial reasons has drawn concerns from a union for campus employees. Hannah Sod reports the measure passed out of a House committee yesterday.
Under House Bill 490, university boards could fire tenured faculty if their program or major has low student enrollment or if there is a, quote, misalignment of revenue and costs in their department. That clause concerns University Campus Workers Kentucky board member Ray Horton, who also teaches at Murray State University. He calls the language vague and says it could undermine tenure's traditional protections.
This just gives a ready-made pretext to basically fire any tenured professor on a whim, no more than 30 days notice.
Kentucky's GOP-dominated legislature also enacted a law last year requiring performance reviews for tenured employees every 4 years. I'm Hannah Sod in Murray.
Kentucky superintendents asked lawmakers to fully fund transportation in public schools yesterday. The proposed GOP budget for the next 2 years would represent a 10% decrease in transportation funding compared to the current year. That's about $40 million less through the state's SEEK funding formula. Whitley County Superintendent John Seiler says that's money they have to fill in that won't go to classrooms.
This was a gap in transportation, and that was filled from money in our general fund that we use for instructional resources such as Chromebooks that were mentioned earlier, other instructional software.
Seiler says those funds that have to cover transportation could also be used for teacher raises. The legal team defending former Letcher County Sheriff, accused of shooting and killing a district court judge in his chambers, has filed a motion to take the death penalty off the table. Attorneys for Sean Mickey Steins are asking for a hearing to determine if Steins has a serious intellectual disability or serious mental illness. State law also says a defendant who has been found to have a serious intellectual disability or mental illness shall not be subject to execution. Steins's attorneys are asking that the hearing be held only after the resolution of a pending recusal motion. They're asking Special Judge Christopher Corrin to recuse himself from the trial, arguing that his association with Judge Kevin Mullins casts doubt on his impartiality. Steins is charged with the murder of Mullins in September of 2024. Steins is currently being held at the Leslie County Jail. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.